Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
Good morning and welcome. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock on this, the Wednesday version of Feedback. 715-845-2155. Do yourself a favor. Pick up the phone. Become a part of the show. All right, so let's talk about this budget deal that has gotten everybody's attention. Seems to get somebody's, a lot of people's feathers all ruffled. Let's pick it apart and find out what's wrong with it. And, of course, we're going to use some common sense to do that.
You're going to already determine there's something wrong with it.
Yeah, well, there's
before
something.
Before you pick it apart.
There's something that is blatant about it, first of all. Name me, and I don't even know why I'm asking you this, but name me one really big problem with the expansive Obamacare legislation before it was passed. Name me one of the big problems that was facing this bit of legislation before it was passed.
We didn't know all of the ramifications of what would happen.
Well, that, and you boil it down a little bit further, not one person knew everything that was in the bill.
Right.
There were so many
Well, there might have been a few geeks out there that read the whole thing.
No,
huh?
No,
huh?
Nobody read the whole thing before it was voted on. Nobody. It's like, hey, it's
Don't
midnight.
Don't some of those interns have to stay up all night and do that?
There's not one legislator that wrote the entire thing. There were many that contributed to it. So it was like a legislation assembly line. Bob did this side, and Janet did this side, and Smokey over here did this side.
I'm not sure if that's worse, though, than having legislation written by the very people that it's supposed to regulate, like happens a lot of
the
time.
Okay, I can understand that. I give you that. All right, so anyway, the problem is, it boiled down, that there were things in the bill that nobody knew what the heck was going on. And as the bill is implemented, some people are going, whoops, oh, yeah, that's probably not good. We're going to have to fix that. Well, are you comfortable with having legislation that is passed without being read? Are you comfortable with having legislation voted on and passed that is not read?
No, you should have a pretty good idea what is in the bill that you're passing, although I would tend to agree that there are some bills that are so big that you won't know all of the ramifications of them until they start shaking out in the real world, and then you have to make tweaks to them.
Then you don't vote on it until you understand it. I could go off on a tangent about that for the entire program.
Uh-huh.
That you don't vote for a piece of legislation unless you understand it, period. That's your job. That's why we voted you in.
Do you trust the people that are putting it together?
Well, you have to.
If you're a Republican, do you trust Paul Ryan? If you are a Democrat, do you trust Patty Murray? And are you, do you trust these people to do what?
At a certain point, you have to have faith in the person that you voted for and sending up into office. That's part of voting for them. Anyway, so now let's take a look at this budget bill. The budget bill that is up there on the Hill right now, and people are looking at it going, seems like a good idea. You've heard
it's certainly better than the partisan brinksmanship that another possible government shutdown would bring in February.
You've heard the GOP say that it makes some concessions and it does this. You've heard the left, the Democrats say, it still affords us to do this. And the mainstream politicians, the pukes that are up there, they seem to go along with it. It's business as usual. This is politics. We're gonna get this budget bill done. About time. Anyway, there's some provisions.
You complain when there's no budget, and now you're complaining when there is one.
Yes, because a piece of crap is better than nothing. That's true, Tom. That's absolutely true. So there is a provision in this bill that disabled retirees are going to have their benefits cut.
Yeah, their ox is getting gored.
Yeah. You think that makes any sense?
Well, I think there are other places we could make the cuts that would be better than taking it away from our veterans.
Disabled retirees. Now, this comes from the online publication, the Washington Free Beacon. They ran an article about it. Disabled retirees were previously thought to be exempt from the changes to military retiree pay, which could cost service members up to $124,000 in a 20-year period. Military retirees under the age of 62 would receive a 1 percentage point cut in their annual cost of living adjustments in the plan that has been crafted by the House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan and Senate Budget Committee Chairman Patty Murray. The section of the U.S. Code that has been altered also applies to disabled service members, many of whom have been wounded in combat. Now, Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, Republican of Alabama, said ranking members of the Senate Budget Committee called this change unthinkable. Here's the and this goes to it. This law was crafted. Everybody assumed, if you read this article, you realize that everybody involved assumed that disabled veterans would be exempt from these cuts, except for one little problem. Nobody put the verbiage in the bill.
Well, that's why we have the amendment process right now before the vote will be taken. Somebody, would imagine, is working to get that put back in.
If we were dealing with an individual that was maybe in high school doing a research paper and accidentally omitted some reference material in their synopsis and bio and so forth, I'd say, oh, okay, let's give you a B or whatever it is. These are our lawmakers. Now, I understand oversights happen, but a disabled American veteran receiving benefits because he got wounded in combat is not a frickin' oversight. Am I being too harsh when I'm asking that the level of work and the level of attention to detail and the dedication to actually taking things like this to heart is ramped up a little bit by our representatives?
The question I've got is, why is something like that even part of the negotiations when there are other places where you can get this kind of money? And
Tom, I'm sorry. Nancy says that there's nothing wrong with our spending. And there's nothing else to be cut. The cupboard is bare.
I'm not even talking about social program cuts. I'm talking about there's all kinds of waste and government corporate welfare and tax breaks and hidden.
You may be right.
Hidden stuff.
We'll explore that in just a minute. Yeah. First, let's go to the phones. John, thanks for holding on. What can we do for you?
Well, good morning. Thank you. I was just listening to your dialogue. And if you're upset about the fact that sometimes our senators and representatives don't read the bill,
mm-hmm.
you ought to try reading the defense spending bill that they passed last summer. It's over 2,000 sections, not pages, sections.
Yeah.
Cure for your insomnia?
Hey, and I'll tell you what, none of those guys read through that whole bill.
No.
None of them.
No.
I read a little section about nuclear weapons and some nuclear policy, but the rest of it I thought, no. And then, you know, when you get into talking about this whole Pentagon mess, I don't know if you're aware, but none of our defense spending can be audited and produce a combined annual financial report. It's not been done. It's not being done now.
I have a friend of mine that works in the five-sided puzzle palace, and he agrees with everything you're saying. Yeah, he agrees with everything you're saying.
And so, but do you realize how much spending is there?
Yeah, just a black hole. You're in some cases.
0.7 trillion every year.
Yeah,
and we don't even know how it's spent.
I believe that our defense spending is a very important part of the budget. And
not when you're paying $75 for hammers and $900 for toilet seats.
Wasteful spending is absolutely ridiculous. It's unthinkable. The other thing the other flip side to this coin that I'm going to bring to your attention is, at this time, not only are we looking at reducing the cost of living increases for disabled vets. Now, let me explain something to you. There is a little bit of a misnomer. That means that, like for individuals receiving Social Security, there is a cost of living allowance increase, a COLA. I believe my mother-in-law told me that this year her COLA raise was like 1.5%. Okay. There is a difference in cutting your benefit and reducing the amount of your increase. And what this is talking about is reducing a 1 percentage point reduction in the increase. And if we were talking in general, I might be more palatable to that. There's some definite ifs. All right. If there was no wasteful spending anywhere else if the amount that they were getting paid was able to support them so that they were able to function at the best of their ability, and a 1% reduction in increase of benefit would not cause them hardship, then I would be willing to say, okay, let's take a look at that for budget's sake. Neither one of those cases are true. And the thing that throws the monkey wrench in all of it, that just flat out makes me say, no, there's no way that this should even be on the negotiating table. These are the men and women who volunteered to go into military service and were wounded as a result of fighting for you and me. It is unconscionable that they should not get every benefit that the law allows without any reduction whatsoever. They should be near the top of high priorities. It is, he's right. The legislator was right when he said it is unconscionable. It is unthinkable. It is morally reprehensible. So when we come back, along with your phone calls, I would like to explore some of the things that we are spending money on that government seems to think, fine, not a problem. Yeah, that list may upset you. Just letting you know.
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
Welcome back to your program. It's feedback. 715-845-2155. Let's go back to the phones. John, thanks for calling. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I'll just get back to that conversation you had before your break. You were talking about the military who volunteered to defend our country, et cetera, and serve,
yes, sir,
which is true. But let's not forget the ones that had to go.
Oh, yes, sir. You're right. You're absolutely right.
By a draft.
Mm-hmm.
And it was either that or you go to jail, or you can run to Canada like the Yellow Bellies did.
Yep.
At number one. That's number one. Number two is last week, mashed potato face, as Mark calls him, went to Vietnam and got approval from Obama.
Hold on one second. Tom, he's talking about John Kerry, right?
You, of course. Well, of course.
Oh, brother.
He went to Vietnam last week and got approval from the Messiah to give Vietnam $36 million and 5 patrol boats. Now, he could have took that money and give it to the vets.
Yeah, there are numerous examples of money that is being sent to other places.
That's a communist country, for crying out.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. John, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
And making me laugh. I forgot about, mashed potato face. I'm sorry, that's funny. I don't think it's
Let's
right.
See, what could he come up to call you? Let's see.
Oh, there's a lot of things. And see, that's the thing. If I make the mistake of calling people names, then that means you get to call me names. And there's that's the way it works, you know.
And the circle never ends.
All right, so we were talking about the issue of money being spent, and our last caller brought it up very well, money being spent in areas that really shouldn't be a higher priority than our veterans. Now, you know Tom Coburn. He's a Republican senator from Oklahoma. Every year he puts out the list of the biggest wastes of money by the government for that particular year.
We used to have our senator from Wisconsin did that for years and years and years, William Proxmire, back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Now Tom Coburn is taking up the mantle. All right, what does he come up with? Like shrimp studies to find out if they taste good on
what I want to understand bread. is after we've had one of these reports, why is there a report the following year? Why isn't there just a drastic call for this kind of crap to be cut out? Anyway, this year obviously features money wasted during the government shutdown and money wasted on getting healthcare.gov to be functional. Number one, 19 legal brothels in Nevada got to take a total of $17.5 million in tax deductions, which include breast implants, costumes, and marketing. That's awesome. So, in other words, they got to deduct all of these items as legitimate operating expenses, costing us, the taxpayer, and indirectly $17.5 million. NASA is investing $360,000 in a study to see what happens when 20 people spend 2 full months in bed.
Well, that, I mean, you can argue that that is a study for a Mars mission to see how the human body will react to being cryogenically frozen or whatever.
NASA is not, any, has anything to do with they're not doing space exploration. They're not doing this.
They're still talking about a Mars mission down the road.
Government's not funding NASA to do this kind of garbage. The American Association of Independent Music got $284,000 grant to have indie rock executives travel around the world promoting their music. And, of course, that's more important than our veterans. The National Institute of Health spent $325,000 funding a study that found marriages are happier when women calm down quicker after arguments. Really? We needed $325,000 spent on that. Okay. The Department of Housing and Urban Development spent $1.2 million on apartments in Arizona for deaf seniors. Now, wait a minute. I don't have a problem with that. And then decided it was illegal just to house deaf seniors in them. I'm sorry. You've developed this housing development for these individuals, but you know what? If you only allow those individuals in, that's discrimination. I believe I'm having an aneurysm right now. The Department of Agriculture spent $415,000 to serve California red wines in China in order to try to create a demand for them among the influential Chinese. No, you're going to tell me that the California wineries don't have the cash to go over and do their own product marketing in foreign countries? You're telling me that you can't get one of the wine executives to cough up their own money to go over and say, hey, you know, my name's Chuck, and I make this wine for $2 a bottle. You ought to drink it. That's the tip of the iceberg.
I want to go back to what you said, though. NASA is still involved in a Mars mission, that they are planning for a Mars rover mission by 20...
Rover mission.
But a manned mission is the challenge, and they're looking to the 2030s.
And when are they going to pay for it? How are they going to pay for it? We're not funding them.
NASA is still getting funding.
The Obama administration gutted the funding to NASA. Now, we were in the process of putting together, the next shuttle to replace the space shuttle. That's been scrapped. And we were also doing lunar exploration and lunar development. That has been scrapped.
Well, so, I'm not saying we're still funding everything that we were funding before, but the Mars mission is still part of the NASA planning.
But you think that spending that amount of money to have 20 people spend a month in bed is appropriate funding? You don't think maybe that could have been outsourced to a private industry instead of you and me paying for that?
I don't know how that all works as far as outsourcing that.
I got news
for
you right now. NASA could have solved that problem in one day. Open it up to mattress manufacturers and say, tell you what we're going to do. You sponsor the trial. Uh-huh. You pay for it.
Yeah.
And we'll send your mattress up in the next mission. Boom. Free market industry solves that problem right there. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. This is the issue that we are dealing with. Call us. Let us know what you think. 715-845-2155.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.